Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is taking place throughout up to 8. My name is Ray. Welcome to it, and I want to say thank you so much to Johan Els. You'll see next week I'll be calling him the captain of the ship. You know, shedding the light. Because if we can say shedding the illumination, hey, there's this other group that becomes excited. But shedding the light of the kingdom of the Most High, Yahuwah, our Elohim. Thank you, thank you, thank you for standing in the gap. Did you hear his schedule? Did you hear his schedule? His schedule is so tight. He'll be here on air, sitting in and also doing his own slots and shows, doing his bits. And all this with goodwill. Thank you, Johan. We really, really appreciate. If there's anyone who doesn't see what the Father is doing through you, that person is really not looking quite correctly. All right, let me start with this. I'm looking forward to talking to Pastor Green and Pastor Makamu. But I wanted to start with this song, I Believe. I believe in the Son of the Living Father. This is the music by this old group, Sounds of Blackness. Enjoy.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Okay, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday Live it is. My name is Ray. And of course, like I said, you know, to Johan Els, who continues to be refreshed each and every time when he gets on air, when he ministers, when he's around people. May the Father continue to renew his graces within you, Johan. And hopefully I will be talking to Mfundisi Makamu. And the Apostle Phumlamfene is driving, and she says she's on the N4, I think, coming from Middelburg. And then Pastor Green, we will have him on audio. We will have him on record on audio because his number is always giving us problems. So it's good to have him on audio when we do files. And of course, we trust that you're well. Pastor Makam is also on the line. We are driver now. Yo, Mfundis,
sako. N4 now. Nijani muruta mina mipukile.
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa.
Ah, nami ngiyaphila mana. Ngibingelele imbingelela abalaleli bonke bomsakazi omkhulu weRadio Pulpit. Nami ngifana naye umuntu apostle. Ngiku N4.
Wena ngikublaming ngiyazi mawugibele N4 ngiyazi ukuthi uyapi yaka yini.
Hayi mfundisi ngiyamthanda ngika yini. Ngiya eWhite River. Uyakhumbula ngithi hayi bangiphethe kahle.
Hawu nkosi yami.
Hawu sense sengibekise khona.
Hawu madoda. Ha. No indaba ezimnandi ke lezo. Indaba ezimnandi kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami. Angibingelele, angibingelele no Pastor Green noma angekho kuyini, but ngiyathemba uyangizwa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we said we are talking about what, Makamu?
Sithe sikhuluma ngama false gods, and their manifestations.
We are talking about these false gods and their manifestations. There are so many false gods. Some of these other false gods are called pastors and prophets.
Yes, indeed.
There are many of them. And we are not we are not looking down at those who are doing a good job. Those who are doing their good work of pastoring and stuff. We are not looking down at them. We basically are pointing at those who are demagogued. You know, when someone has become a demagogue, you know, and people start to worship them, people start to glorify them. They call them Papa, which means Abba. And these are the false gods of today. And of course, there is also another false god that we see. It's called Spiritism. I'm very careful. Spiritism is found amongst those who say Abazalwane much of the times, because it hides and masquerades as the true spirit of the Father. But you will see as time goes on the exaltation that is given to a person through which these spirits operate, more or less like the spirit of Jezebel. Again, we see other spirits, and this is also called the spirit of Mammon, Mammonism, money. It's worshipped so much. And look, man, there would be times makamu uma unganasuthu neicathulo ezibukhali phambili. Bowungasi umfundisi oright uma ungana lezo zinto lezo.
I look at my shoes. Good, how much? So man then the nickel and nginzimbila. Nicabangani.
Hey, your munyu koko, I'm shying in divilish, yes in divilish makamu.
Yeah.
Lie kanda uze vele lapes go to uguti tung. Bamposangale 5 rand I fagile la payana.
But those
are scrap, but lezo zinto lezo kufanele uzinike le bayozigalisa kusasa imali lezo zinto lezo.
Yeah.
And of course we have other gods that are there. The spirit of competition. It's being worshipped.
Yeah.
Churches and ministers are competing. Look, they compete so much. If Umakamu does a marriage seminar, and Ubiza Urey. Urey is not a celebrity. Ubiza Urey. Urey umgan gamakam. Uti mgan wa mwoza. Yaibona ne. And then, kona la hapo kukona banyi bazo sonde la Urey. But hey, amakam lo ya dhala. Akakwazi kutu yuena. Utumeka ngagana. Tina izala pangagiti sekubamba nge 8 hour.
Yo, umakamu kunikeza 200.
250 in a masente kona lapho.
In a masente pakati.
Yeah. But ababhekanga inhliziyo umakamu anikele ngayo. Ababhekanga. Babheke i-status semali. They worship money. And they worship their ministries. They worship their churches. Churches themselves, these churches, when I say churches, I'm talking about denominations. Let me put it quite clear.
Yeah.
Denominations have become a focus of worship. That is why someone would say, I don't know about you, Makamu. I've been testifying to so many people most of my life, ever since I was 19, I was testifying, Makamu. There are people who would tell me this thing. And I don't know if people have told you that. Mom testify lumuntu that I can aleke reke ya kalina.
Why upakazela abantu baya kwelinye isonto?
Athi nginesonto lami na mawufakaza ngoKristu uthi no, angizange ukuzokutshela ngesonto lakho or ngesonto lami, ngizokutshela ngoJesu. Athi kha chichochu, ngithi nginesonto lethu sikhulele kulo, futhi siyophuma kulo ngemigogodlo. People worship their denominations.
Layako baba, untate sawa sawa.
babeke nelitshe laphayana elibhaliwe tatana sawa sawa na yena akhile building leyana.
Yeah.
And it's so much distressing at times when you see that people don't see the false gods that operate amongst them. One of them is in what we call cultural traditions. And I will tell you, there is nothing wrong with the cultures and traditions of men if they stick to their perspectives. But there are cultures and traditions that have been manipulated by the devil. And in such a way that they rob men of their true culture, their true authenticity. And then they come, ubakade ngo September, umuntu ufake amatayiri la ekhalweni, awasaphumi ufeyintile laphana, fanele siyofuna isaha, sisaha amatayiri la wayana. Yes, I'm telling you. Umuntu waze bayobiza imoto ukuthi izomlayisha. Ngoba lezi zinto ebekazigqokile bezishisa, zimsinda, and ngapha unenyongo, uyayibona. Nakho, hey, baba. So we live in that time of false gods, and we have to check as to how they manifest. They manifest very simple, very simply. We have a god of theology, where basically, if our not title 80 doctor or a title 80 prophet, was fanela no rey no maka muso. Sinokugcwala i-dust la emadlebeni neyinwele zethu zi-brown zenziwa i-dust. Bakulaleli kahle.
Uthi mase uzintroducer now uqala usho iziqo zonke.
Ukhulume ngendlela wena uyi-doctor ngakhona. I'm not jealous about people who are doctors, please. I'm not jealous about that. I'm just saying that these had become focuses of worship to a great extent. Yes. To a great extent, these things have become somehow. This, in a way, is a form of idolatry that we find amongst ourselves. We are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let me read some few verses, Makam. Let me read some few verses. Now, listen to this. It says in Genesis chapter 35, verses 2, "And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourself and change your garments." Now, the manifestations of foreign gods amongst us is the loss of purity, because he says, purify yourselves.
Yes.
And then also it says, change your garments. In other words, therefore, we start to wear garments that are not holy. We start to lose purity. That in itself is a manifestation of false gods amongst us. Yes. And then here's another one in Exodus chapter 20, verses 4. "You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath." And it says, "or that which is in the water under the earth." Don't we have the sign of a fish? We have the sign of a fish. Don't we have signs of angels? Yeah, we have signs of angels right inside these church buildings.
Even nasemashenene labo faka entangeni sekunomariyanyana laphayana umile nje ubheke phansi.
Kukhona umunye bathu Jesu naye ulengelele siphambanweni and izwi lithi wabethelwe emthini hayi esiphambanweni.
And
it's amazing that we see these things, and these are images of heavenly beings, images of things on earth. It says, "You shall not have these things. You shall not even mold them." The children of Yasharal, when Moses was away, they spoke to Aaron, Ibrayabo. They spoke to Aaron and they said, "Aaron, yenzi plan." And Aaron started to say, "Okay, I agree. Let me do what you say we must do." They started to have their own god. A calf. which cost a mess. Yes. That's the problem there. And yeah. And much of the times we have built our own golden calves. Angazi mago uke wabona etulweni ngaphakathi enkonzweni mona hey kukhona abantu bahlale masofa endoda isofa la khona line heater.
Yeah.
Line heater
njenge ama Mercedes amasha.
Yeah, njenge sofa le Mercedes ndoda. Hey, line heater. Hmm? Line heater. Makahlezi lapha na uyancibilika.
Nene yakodola ngaleso skadi.
Fanele ligide linalijayifela ingoma. Ngithi kukhona ubhuti we-keyboard. Jaivan. Jaivan. Yeah, Jaivan. Jele mu net jive. Yabona?
Yeah,
likeeping a tithe. Now, Mfundisi, what comes to mind when we talk about these things? False gods and their manifestations amongst us.
Yeah. Tatana re, ngiyabonga ngale topic enhle kangaka.
Mm.
Ngike ngathi ngelinye ilanga ngithi everything started in Genesis.
Mm.
And ngangikhuluma khona la ukuqala kwa false god mfundisi wami.
Yeah.
You will remember that when God created a man, wambeka ensimini why in a close fellowship nomuntu.
Yes.
And a close fellowship lelapho. Yalahleka when a man rebelled against God.
Mm.
And the rebellion lelapho. Ngisilungu lesenu lesila nibiza ukuthi SIN.
Mm.
And emva kwaqoko umuntu wayisila ukuthi na siyantu liyane yayihlala ikhona kimi ngiba ni fellowship nayo ngisayifuna.
Mm.
But akazi ukuthi azenza kanjani.
Mm.
That is the reason wa umuntu uzame ukufihla amanyala wakhe ngokha ihlala azibothe ngawo.
Mm.
Ukuthi anga khona kubuyela ku close fellowship but yampamhlula emva kwaloko umuntu lapha ku Genesis chapter 11 umuntu the Bible says ukuthi wayakha a tower of Babel.
Mm.
Le tower of Babel inkazo kwaungasukuya nje ezulwini bayabafika bahleka wayefuna a close fellowship noNkulunkulu eyalahleka ngerebellion le wabanayo lapha ensimini yase-Eden. Remember ku Genesis chapter 5 naku Genesis chapter 6 uJehova uthi umoya wami awusoze wahlala emuntwini ngoba umuntu senduke inyama. But umuntu uyayifuna le nto lela azenza kanjani umuntu uzama ngayo yonke indlela kuthi Ngingabuyela kanjani? Kungakho kuze kuzovela botera. Abotera sebanithixo zabo. Kuze kuzovela uNkulunkulu abona ukuthi na umuntu uyaphambili ngokulahleka. Into engizayenza manje, yithi ngiqala a new nation. And that nation iqala ngoAbraham. But ngoba salahleka ifellowship nomuntu. Nomuntu noNkulunkulu. The Bible says ukuthi abantu baphinda bacela futhi kuMoses ukuthi sicela ukuthi sibe noNkulunkulu wethu.
Hey. Yeah.
KuAaron.
Hey Mathe.
Uma Moses angekho, njengoba uyifunda lapha, uAaron uMoses angekho, bahlala bacela kuAaron. UAaron wabayenzela isithixo, bahlala bathi ngoba bayayifuna bacabanga ukuthi na uma ngaba iba khona into izoloko ibathuthuzela. Leyo nto lelapho izobasiza kathi umuntu ingamsiza lento lelo ukuthi abuyisane noNkulunkulu ngoba wonke amaqhinga umuntu angawayenza awamsiza umuntu but into umsizayo uNkulunkulu ngoqobo lwakhe. Then na mfundisi la emva kokuthi umuntu alahlekelwe aze amaqhinga wonke abantu they began to create their false gods. Let us define what is a God. Unkulunkulu. Kunegama lesixhosa nesithandayo. But akuna ngqaneko, akuna ngqebeko. Unkulunkulu angenasiqalo, angenasithetho. He is a creator. Then umuntu uyamfuna ucreator. And as angamtholi ucreator, kumele enze njani? Uzama amaqhinga. And lamaqhinga lawa awamsizi.
and ungasi zakala kwalawo mathinga wakhe lawo lapho umuntu wenzani umfundisi ubuyela ku uzama ukuthola imbuzi ukuthi ayithandaze kuna maChina ayenza inkomo while mina uma ngibona inkomo ngibona inyama bona babona uNkulunkulu enkomeni kuna bobani bani abayeli popo babona uNkulunkulu mina ngibona uNkulunkulu ngibona iprovince enhle ekhona kuna abanye basukayo ngelinye langa ngangigibele taxi mfundisi ngoba kuyadula ukuhamba ngemoto edrobheni uma ngigibele taxi iteksi angazi ukuthi kwenza kaleni udrive owaphazamiseka kwaba khona umuntu umemeza ngendlela exakayo waseNatal ngiyathemba ukuthi na uya-understand ukuthi umemeze wabiza lethi gama
hey
uya-understand ngoba libhaliwe nasemotweni ukuthi ubani bani uyindlela
hey
wamemeza wabiza lelo gama lelapho uyangithola mfundisi wami So what is a God? A God is anything umuntu anayo acabanga ukuthi angeke aphile without. That is a God.
Yeah.
Ngiyaphinda mfundisi. A God is anything umuntu acabanga ukuthi angeke aphile yingekho. YuNkulunkulu le nto le lapho. Kumba kumunga buza umuntu ukuthi na kahle kahle yini angeke ophila ingekho. My gadget. Your gadget is your God.
Yeah.
Uma umuntu umbuza ukuthi na yini ungaphila ingekho. Umuntu athi na my wife, your wife is your God. Umuntu na yini ungaphila ingekho athi my husband, my house, my wife, my church. You understand? My car. Anything umuntu ayicabangayo ukuthi angeke aphila yingekho leyo nto lelapho yiNkulunkulu kuye doesn't matter ukuthi incane or inkulu kangakanani but as long umuntu acabanga ukuthi lento lela angeke ngiphila yingekho leyo nto lelapho yiNkulunkulu empilweni yomuntu kunabantu umfundisi abashadene icathulo zabo abathina abacabanga ukuthi na impilo yabo ibase kweicathulo kunabantu abacabanga ukuthi na impilo yabo mina angeke ngiphile imoto yami ingekho angeke ngiphile the first thing umuntu ayicabangayo empilweni yakhe uma vuke ekuseni yiNkulunkulu kuye yini umuntu ayicabangayo yiNkulunkulu kuye yiyo le lapho le nto ibambayo ekuseni number 1 uyibambayo yiNkulunkulu kuye kungakho umfundisi ngikuzwisisa kahle when you say ukuthi na when you say ukuthi na abanye banithixo ungamasonto wabo abanye kuna kungama rosari abawafaka entangeni abanye ku isitulo sesonto abanye ngikuzwisisa kahle whatever umuntu ayicabangayo ukuthi lento lela uma ingekho angeke ngiphile then leyo nto yiNkulunkulu empilweni yomuntu that is a God doesn't matter how small it is or how big it is as long as ucabanga ukuthi angeke you know ukuthi umfundisi emva kokuthi umuntu alahlekelwe ensimini yase-Edeni
yeah
abanye bazame umshado bacabanga ukuthi umshado uzobayenza ukuthi na babuyisane noNkulunkulu bathola ukuthi umshado awubabuyiseli kuNkulunkulu abanye azama ukwakha thola ukuthi umunye azama imali umunye azama whatever athola ukuthi konke lokho akumbuyiseli kuNkulunkulu akumnelisi umuntu into izoneliswa umuntu uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe so anything umfundisi ngiyayiphindaphinda le nto lela anything umuntu ayicabangayo ukuthi angeke ngiphile ingekho yiNkulunkulu empilweni yakho
absolutely ngikuzwa kahle mfundisi Makamo send us your whatsapps 0826572729 0826572729 and you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 and we are looking at these false gods and their manifestations amongst us these days. Check this one out in Leviticus. It says, Leviticus 26 verses 1, you shall not make idols for yourself, neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set up a graved stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Elohim, Yahuwah. Now, we have sacred pillars. If you go through into the Union Building, you'll see sacred pillars. Go into, Paul Kruger Square, you'll see sacred pillars. You are driving to, towards Nelspruit, Mbombela. Those who are going through Kruger National Park, you'll see there is a sacred pillar right on the gate. If you go into many, many cities, there are sacred pillars. If you get into Tembisa, there's a sacred pillar. If you get into Pulukwane, there's a sacred pillar. If you get into Bronkhorstspruit, there are sacred pillars on the gates. And these are also spirits. They also represent spirits that are in that place, in that land, who have rulership over them. If you go, yes, if you go into townships, right inside Attridgeville, on the square next to the police station, there is a statue of Lady Attridge. The very same person that Attridgeville was named after. Lady Attridge, a nurse. It's a sacred pillar. So whatever it is that is happening there is governed by the spirits that are there, because people are bowing down to it. They've created a sacred pillar there. It's a sacred pillar.
Yeah.
And if you go, if you go to many, many cities, Groblersdal, I've seen it also there. In many, many cities, when you enter, there's a pillar. And the word says, you shall not set up these pillars in your land that you bow to them. Because if you say, okay, Fosloras, do you know Fosloras is the name of a graveyard, by the way? Because it's a place where Foslo rested, which means died. It's a graveyard. Each and every time that pillar stands, some pillars are invisible, but you find them in the names. They're invisible, but you find them in the names. If you say part of Alexander is called Gomorrah, you are setting up a sacred pillar of Gomorrah. And the things that will happen in that place are the things of Gomorrah. That is why we need to be careful, because these spirits, these sacred false gods, they manifest. And the word is telling us not to set up sacred pillars. You go to, I was in London, and I saw sacred pillars also there of South Africans. Yes, South African struggle stalwarts. I saw them in London.
Right in London?
Yes. And if you can look around, you will see that there are sacred pillars that are set up everywhere. In the churches, there are sacred pillars. The pastor and the mom pastor, and their photo is right on top of the wall there.
Baba.
Is right on top there. And basically what is taking place there is that everyone bows to that. And people will say, but Ray, you are lying, we are not bowing. And I'm going to show you that you are bowing. You celebrate their anniversary. You celebrate their birthdays. You celebrate their Valentines. And right now, you're going to do a Thanksgiving towards them. You're going to butt in appreciations towards them. That is what we call bowing down. That is why we need to be careful with regards to this. We need to be very careful with regards to this. What comes to mind, Muruti?
Hey, Mfundisi. Yabana, yabona enye inqeko ikathi ikathi kuyibuzwa ukuthi na yibuze enye inqeko ukuthi ntata abantu uma kufumayelwa lapha enkonzweni balala kanti kwenze nje athi hayi akunabantu lapha iinkomo zami you understand wow hila ma secret pillars lawa ayezwayo lawa la ukuthi abantu bavuka nje kuphela uma kuzonikelwa kuphela uma kwaqala nje ingoma siyathandaza ha baphapheme bonke but when it comes to the word of God hayi abekho abantu and akufundiswa izwi so lama secret pillars lifundiswa akhona emabandleni and esikhathini esiningi sibhawa singa-understand ukuthi na we are bowing
yeah.
We are worshipping them we think ukuthi na hayi sibayenzele nje isithombe ukuthi na hayi yibo ubone i-billboard enkulu ibekiwe
yeah
uma useza le
yeah
why kodwa kungabekwanga ke igama lebandla ke ukuthi abantu bangalahleki kwabekwa yena umfundisi nonkosikazi esikhathini esiningi uma ngaba kubekwa abantu bebandla babekwa kuba abantu abathandazelwayo akusabantu abazele abakhonsayo abantu abathandazelwayo bahilwayo hayi ngokuthi so la ma-secret pillars lawa umfundisi la akhona all over and guess what umfundisi wami into ibalulekile lapha abantu bakhonza bangazi kugujelwa izinto ebusuku emabandleni kuma-altars ukuthi wena uma ufika laphayana ulahlekelwa ingqondo ingqondo yakho yokunikela nje kuphela ayikho inye into kumele uyenze
uyahlangahlangana
so umfundisi ayikho inye into kumele uyenze so umfundisi wami abantu baniyithixo abazikhonzayo bangabatsheli abantu bakhonze iyithixo zabo zinokuthi na kunebandla lokuthi uma kubizwa umfundisi kuthiwa kuthi uRay Way Busisi
hayi isithixo ke leso that's a false god
angikhuluma amanga
ngiyotshela
ngithi hamba ungena laphaya bayutshezoza ukuthi uma kubingelelwa sibingelela abazalwane bonke ngegama likajesu then ngibingelela noRay Way Busisi
hey bana
uRay ukaphatha kuphi Busisi soba unkulunkulu yini
hey bana
khona enye indawo lapho kuthi uma kubingelelwa khona greetings to everyone and my bishop Ray in his absence Sayishilo mfundisi phela mina ungangiinvite ngoba uma ungiinvite ngiyabukisisa
mina ngikufuna unjalo ngifuna amaqiniso ngithi
ungangiinvite brut
hayi ngifuna amaqiniso
ungona uma ungiinvite ungibekele ngaphandle ngingangeni phakathi
hayi ngifuna amaqiniso amagama
uyatala we greet Pastor Ray, Bishop Ray in his absence. Bonke laba la ababalulekanga laba la.
Kubalulekelo lo ngekho.
Angekho.
Eh madata. Yo.
Sikhonza abantu. Ebandleni lapha ngikhulele khona.
Yeah.
Ngikengasho mfundisi. Kunesikhathi sekwakunama agent abeka bamba amafoni azokuthepha uma ukhuluma nawe. Uma umuntu akhuluma nawe akuthepha ukuthi na uthini ngoRay. Then ekahamba se uzwa ke umfundisi akulanda akubiza athi ndoda wena obukhuluma ngami endaweni esoneso. Understand? Ibuthixo lobo. Umfundisi wami kunamaculo wokuthi naseka awasenikeze udumo uNkulunkulu anikeze umakamo ngoba umakamo huye umsunguli webandla kade umakamo wakhuluma kuMatthew chapter 16
yeah
or uyahusha yamashiya Athen upon this rock I will build. Akasho ukuthi makamu will build. Uthe upon this rock I will build my church.
Mm.
Even the gates of hell will never conquer it.
Yeah.
But now abantu abasadumisi lo uthe I will build my church. Baza bazodumisa i agent. But to miss agent ibaluleke ngani? Agent ifana ne salesman imile strategy laphayana. Yiloko itshela abantu ukuthi ngena wabona la kuthengiswa yini ngena. Akusho uyakhandela izinto ezithengiswayo lo uyi agent lola. You understand?
Yeah.
So singadumisi lo muntu lola asidumisi umnikazi. Uthi umpostola Paulo kuba Roma chapter 1 na ku chapter 2. Uthi because people have lost their mind. They try their way yokuthina bahamba bayokhonza izithixo baphinde basasazela abantu ukuthi isinto ukuthi makhonze bodwa basasazela abantu ukuthi abantu nabo mabahambe bayokhonza izithixo. Abafuna ukukhonza bodwa. Then kungakho emabandleni umfundisi wami amabandleni abantu abasamkhonza uNkulunkulu once umfundisi waze waphakama then ke kuphelile ngaye. Umfundisi
baba
abantu uma ufika ushumayela baqala kubuza ukuthi ubuyaphi yena no ubani udume ngani
eish
waziwapi.
I've heard that
akaziwa ndaba you know ukuthi enye indoda mina ekhathi kimi uyazi uNkulunkulu kwangenzela imhlolo lelo langa. Uke wathi kimi wena mfundisi awuna indla awuna moto awuna basikila awuna next kati umfundisi onjani ngoba bonke abafundisi bahamba ngeemoto. You understand? And ngathi mina kuye le nto le lapho ukhuluma ngento engangiwarishi ngoba ubaba engimkhonzayo unazo.
Absolutely.
That is 10 minutes kufona umuntu alethe imoto afika ninike imoto ashiya namaphepha yona leyo yaziyo ibovu ipake lapha.
Yeah, ngiyabona.
So, abantu bakhonza umuntu abamkhonza uNkulunkulu. And lo muntu ucabangayo ukuthi na lo muntu lola angeke uphila angeke uNkulunkulu kuwe. And umsebenzi wakhe ukuthi akubonise the true God angazibonisi yena.
Yena
makabe agent izokubonisa a true God, true message, true salvation. Yena makabe agent izokuthatha yokuhlanganisa nomdali angakhombi yena. You know ukuthi kuna indawo zokuthi abantu nokuthandaza abathandazi kumele noma ngaba bayagula kumele bagijima bola ndomakama. Kuna abantu bokuthi na noma ngaba kwenza kalana abantu abayenzi lutho into bangayenza kumele nje before umakama thathe decision angeke ba act ngoba umakama akakhulumanga. You understand le nto mfundisi? So I'm a false god ngesinye isikhathi yithi siwa creatorayo thina siwa creatorayo ngoba sifuna kubonakala as if singama agent sibona kakhulu and uNkulunkulu ukukhuluma direct nathi aka miss next uma nje akukhulume ngomunye umuntu la ebandleni la indaba yakhona ayizwakale ayina weight ngoba ukukhulume ngomunye umuntu but uma kukhulume ngami umakamu yo hiyo
ngiyakuzwa.
Do you remember ukuthi na when the people of Judah babe hamba baya bayolwa with these three nations kuba Chronicles besibili chapter 20 uNkulunkulu azanga khuluma ngoJoshafat. uNkulunkulu wakhetha umuntu khona lapha phakade but ebandleni lapha sikhona uma uNkulunkulu angakhuluma ngomuntu la ngaphandle kwami umakamu akusiyona yakha uNkulunkulu lento le. Ngoba uNkulunkulu akakhulumanga ngathi. Into ikwatisa uNkulunkulu in the world the most ukuthi umuntu akukhonza ezinye izinto angamkhonzi uNkulunkulu. Ngike ngakusho ngelinye ilanga futhi ngathi mina umfundisi into yaxabanisa uSolomon noNkulunkulu akusi labafazi abawu 1000 abana. Mfundisi wami,
ngiyakuzwa.
Ngike ngathi ngelinyelanga ngathi mina into yaxabanisa uNkulunkulu noSolomon akusi lamakhosikazi awu 1000. Immorality yakhe leyo uSolomon was immoral akusiyiyo yamxabanisa noNkulunkulu. Into yamxabanisa noNkulunkulu ukuthi sekasuka ayokhonza izithixo. Anyone ahamba ayokhonza izithixo kuNkulunkulu uyisilengisi uNkulunkulu ukwata kangokuba ufana uze wayenza lento kuOziya. Do you remember kuOziya? Umathi Oziya hamba uthatha unkosikazi angathembakalanga uziye wahamba yomthatha uma buyo uma ahlele lo gomere loyana kancane kancane ubuya nengane yasemaphuthu nini ubuya nengane yaseAtridgeville nini abuya nenye ingane yasevent hayibo uNkulunkulu ngimiyeka athi uNkulunkulu hlala naye ngifuna ukuzwisa le nto ungizwisa yona
ngiyakuzwa
uIsrayeli akwenzayo kini peni yokuthi umuntu ahamba yokukhonza izinyo izithixo. So whatever wena muntu ucabangayo ukuthi le nto lela yiyo ngempela ingakuphilisa ngaphandle koNkulunkulu, then ke le nto lelapho iyamthukuthelisa uNkulunkulu. That is why the first law ekhona uJehova uthi no, you shall have no other God beside me.
Yes.
That is the first law.
Absolutely.
uNkulunkulu ayikhulumayo.
Absolutely. I hear you. Thank you so much, Fundis Makamu. Let me welcome the Apostle Phumlamfene, has been with us for now almost more than 20 minutes. Sawubona, Apostle, greetings and welcome.
Thank you so much, Briaka, and good to be here, and greetings to the listeners and also Ntate Makamu and every other guest in the studio.
Are you well, though? Are you well?
No, I'm well. Just a little tired, but I'm okay.
I understand. Right. We are talking about false gods and their manifestations. What comes to mind when we talk about this?
In fact, I just want to add a little on Muruti Makamu has touched on, more especially when Abulelaka but taking the part, the false gods. He mentioned something very profound. He says, you know, there are certain people in certain areas where, even when they're not well, they have to wait for this particular person. And you realize for that creates a certain dependency about on this individual. So meaning, without this individual, they can't even pray. They can't even believe God for themselves, because now this person has taken the role of God. And when I bring up such paralysis in the body of Christ, because remember, when you talk God, you know, we're taking a deity that is worshipped. So you that whether you are a person or an image or whatever, you become the center of worship.
Yeah.
So now it's a problem when, as a leader, you have become the center of worship where all the attention is drawn to you. When people, when they are sick, they can't, you don't even empower them. You don't even help them to learn how to pray. The disciples of Jesus Christ, as much as Jesus was God, but not understand the role they are high. The Bible says, but teach us how to pray. You know, so, but unfortunately, when there's a false God, you know, in the form of a leader, he will not teach people how to do things for themselves, how to pray for themselves, how to believe God for themselves. So nothing moves, nothing happens. As staying, kimudimo muto. That is why when people have problems, the first thing they think of is that very same person. Hence, I was told this false god, they get frustrated. There's a lot of situations where, even in certain families, decisions could not be taken because they had to wait for this person to be available and release whether a judgment or a verdict or whatever. But okay, I want to add on. I just want to come with something very, very different after Kiki Edile on what Ntate Makamu has said. One of the false gods that we see, Hakolo, the issue of money. Remember we say, when we talk God, we're talking something that is at the center of bona. Anything revolves around this person. So money, it's a big one. It is good to have money. But now the way they're dealing with it, money has become everything. Money has become a god. Money is being worshipped. When people don't have money, they get frustrated. That's why some of the people, when they don't have money, they even take their own life. If they don't take their own life, they have a lot of people, if you can check, they are depressed. They have anxiety, they are suicidal, and most of the situations and problems, they center around the lack of money. That's why the Bible puts it very nice, you know, correct. The love of it is the root of all evil, and also the lack of it. But then, money, as you lack it, is a god, and also when you have it. Hence, at the end of the day, we're living Monaco, Ejo, Bona, but I'm not talking about it.
Yes.
Is not even funny. And people have compromised the gospel. People have compromised the word of God. People have compromised even themselves because they have this God that is at the center of everything. You know, there are certain individuals, their happiness only revolves around money.
Yeah.
If they don't have money, they're not happy. Same applies to prophets these days. So meaning, you know, the world, we are teaching the world as a church, money is the answer. Money is everything. Money is not everything. People have money, but most of them are still miserable. But like as I say, Joe, money is a serious god these days. I mean, you're listening to a lot of people that are young people, rather even leaders. Tatema Kamo said something very profound and very sad. I mean, I want to add to money, even issue material. Somebody nabua question calling yaha because ana material ana tuetedi tswaregang because namhla abantu bakhonza izinto eziphathekayo. So that anything they can touch, that is why a lot of false pastors, false teachers, false prophets are on the loose because they're giving people things that they can touch, things they can see. So those things become the center. So meaning, if you don't have anything that you can touch or see, you feel like, I bupila baha or bafella. So those things become a god. So other people, they will leave God. A lot of people have stopped coming to church. A lot of people have stopped worshiping the only true living God simply because or they have lost them, or they have a lot of them. Because how many people have stopped coming to church, Joe? Simply because they got God bless them with. You know, somebody told me a very sad story. So, this person, Namu mentorisha into the things of God. And then eventually this person started growing, realizing that they have a call of God upon their lives. And then to cut a long story short, the very same person, another thing, ailing a God, get our status. So the very same individual, Namu mentorisha keep up high, flip tables around. Now wanted the same spiritual father for Asab Mitokoye. Because Ubole fasting where they have learned when you have status, when you have material, then is everything. So like it's the same Ruti in a nutshell, Joe. Material, money, has now become a serious god. It is the center of worship. That is why limodi kerekenza rona di kundenza rona redifa batho ba ba driving di koloi tse gima redifa batho ba leng di CEOs, you know, people who are really, when it looks like it's happening, lo botsa motho Joe, these young people, when you ask them who's your role model, Joe, I mean truly,
yeah,
the kind of answers you'll get, it's a sad state of affairs, it's pathetic. So hence I'm saying God, we see money as a god, we see status as a god. Also, if you are material, we see it as a god.
I get you. I hear you quite clearly. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. false gods, what they are all about, and in our midst, do we even find such, and how do they manifest? How do they manifest even in our midst? All right, we're going to listen to Pastor Green just after this.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Advertiser e-business lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I-Radio Pulpit iyi-brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane. Futhi inabalaleli abadlula u-400,000. Sesinama-package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertise ukuze ibhizinisi lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku-advertise, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.